I want to welcome everyone out to our regular session of Commissioners Court. This is November the 30th, 2018. I'll give us an invocation and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this opportunity that we all have to be here together. Thankful for those in attendance that are interested enough in their county government to be here. We are grateful for those first responders who protect us and those abroad who take care of our freedoms and make sure that we remain free here at home. We especially ask a prayer for those who protect our borders, keep them safe and out of harm's way. Watch over all these ladies and men's families while they're away from them. We're grateful for our Savior Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice, and we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item 2D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item 2E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 2F is the recording of auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, refund of overpayment of erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, engineering services agreement for STEP water improvement for Union Grove Water Supply Corporation, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion reports, set reports.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is here from the Upshur 4-H County Council members concerning the 2017-2018 4-H year.
Judge and commissioners, if you would let us come up, please.
Sure, y'all come on up.
Okay. I brought the Bethany members with me. Every year we have to give an interpretation. Every year we have to give an interpretation to the Commissioner's Court on what we do each year in the extension service. So they, love sitting with us in December and hearing about all our things that we do in Ag and FCH and 4-H. And so this year, we decided to go ahead and have the kids come. And Bethany, you can come on up here. She's not going to speak, but because she's not, she's a county council. She comes and represents the Science, Engineering, and Technology Club. Brenna is our county council vice president, and she's into the leadership project and citizenship project, community service. And Jay East is our county council treasurer, and he is represents Shotgunners and Soaring Eagles Club, and he's also our Fisher guru. And so is Bethany. Actually, Bethany was told, I was told by the man who's coming to do our workshop next week, that she's the crappie queen. So we're looking forward to hearing a little bit from her. Her mom says there's no secret. She puts her line in and catches crappie. I'm like, that does not happen for me.
That's right.
So whatever trick she has. And so is Jake, and Jake is like the fishing man too. So I'm going to let them speak. The sheets you all are given, everybody got one, I assume. Just our highlights, totally highlights. There's, you know, I can sit here and say all the things that I forgot to put on there, but we looked it over and we thought it was, you know, there's boys and girls on there and a variety of projects. So I'm going to let Brenna read it off kind of, and then Jake's going to explain the pictures real quickly.
Okay, here's some of our club activities and individual achievements. Tanner Miller and Donovan Matthews received $20,000 college scholarships from Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Tanner Miller was awarded $1,000 Upshur County TEA scholarship. Brenna East named District 5 Gold Star member. Gary Boyd received District 5 Awards of Excellence. Krista Rash placed in State Fashion Show. Jacob Portman and Dawson Jones competed in state level shotgun contests. We sponsored two movie nights on the square. 4-H and Extension volunteers supported Windridge Therapeutic Riding Facility. Members entered and placed in high contests at the Ambery and Harvest Festival, and youth leadership training provided by Tractor Supply Clover Campaign. Okay. The first picture here is the District 5 4-H food show. That is not everybody that entered, but that is just some of the people. Krista Rash, she went to District 5 4-H.
In state.
Yeah, in state, right. With her costumes. Avery Brooks, she shows pretty much every weekend with her heifers. We did a leadership camp at Camp Gilmont. This right here is Lily Corman. She carries a Texas and American flag in her binder.
So wherever we ever meet, yeah. Go ahead.
This right here is Jaden Taylor. She did the she won the Yamlicious contest.
And this is Jaden Taylor. She just walked in. Jaden's from Harmony, and she does food and dairy heifers.
And this right here is Jacob Corman and Dawson Jones. They competed the state level shotguns.
And like I said, that's just kind of a few highlights of what we've got. And Jamie is, again, the picture is her winning the Yamlicious contest. She also does canning and then she's dairy heifers and everything. So we just wanted to come and give a little interpretation so you knew the variety of projects that 4-H and Cumbers covers. And also, Caitlin Slover is the 4-H coordinator, and part of her job is ag agent. So I'm going to be stepping back a little bit, letting her take it. So can we get Wendy a picture before they leave?
I have a question. Yes. What is the Yamlicious contest?
I'm not sure if we're going to have it next year, just because we only have one this year. But Jane made an awesome recipe. It's a contest we've had the last 3 years at the Ambery. That a sweet potato was supposed to be the main ingredient in a dish, and it had to be a main course item. So it couldn't be just like a dessert or a side dish. It had to be a protein rich dish with sweet potatoes. So we've had sweet potato tacos, we've had sweet potato chili, and you would trust me, once you taste it, you're like, oh my gosh. And the judges every year are like, your face. But they ate it, and they were like, oh my gosh, nothing was ever bad. There were people that were like, this is not how I thought it would taste, but they were like, oh. So yeah, everybody looks up. Now tell them, turn around, tell them what you did. Which was it? It was like a...
Southwest.
Yeah, it was like a southern sweet potato skillet with a whole bunch of ingredients. It was really colorful.
It had hamburger, lean hamburger to beef.
Bell peppers.
Turn around, tell them. It was like a...
It had like a lot of fruit in it. I mean, not fruit, but like vegetables. And I'm pretty sure it had carrots.
And onion and garlic and spices.
Yeah, and carrots and...
Kind of like a stir fry?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she had the sweet potatoes already cut up, so that was kind of like one of the last things she put in there. And so it was already softened and cut up, and with the hamburger meat, she had to get that going. And it was just... And all of them were like, this is such a great base. You could add things to this. You could, you know, just do all kinds of things with it. So, and so we have the, actually I had it printed in the paper. The recipe was printed in the paper. So if you want, cool. I can send you toward the recipe. But,
do you want a picture?
Yes, can we have a picture? And then we're going to go back to school and go to work. The Great State Seal.
Great Seal is so precious.
And thank you guys for your support so much. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Thank you.
Item 4 is discuss and take action to adopt a resolution in support of the Texas Historical Commission grant to update the Upshur County Courthouse Preservation Master Plan. I got a letter from the Texas Historical Commission. They're offering $50,000 if we'll match it with $5,000 to upgrade our master plan. And I wasn't comfortable making that decision on my own, so I wanted the court to have the opportunity to tell me what y'all thought you wanted to do. I mean, I wasn't going to just say no without bringing it before the court.
Okay. I mean, we're not ready to do anything, so would this be something that we needed to spend right now? Or can this be redone later?
We can always redo our master plan at any time.
Okay.
They were just offering that money if we...
But it'll cost us if we wait.
Right.
Yeah, this will be a free job. It won't cost us anything.
Well, $5,000.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a $5,000 deal, but yeah. Is this a plan that they might come back to us again and say, here's $50,000 if you come up with that next year?
They might do it 2 years from now. Okay. They do it every 2 years.
Okay.
And
I mean, I just thought without any immediate plans, I don't think it's really necessary.
I don't think we need to spend the money either.
Okay. Well, there will be no action on item 4. Item 5. The request has been withdrawn regarding the petting zoo on the vacant lot. Item 6, discuss and take action to clarify the resolution abandoning Roanesboro Upshur County plat. The appraisal district was uncomfortable with our previous resolution that we did in January. So I redid it using some language that they liked. Basically what it does is those roads that were abandoned that have never existed now goes to the adjoining property owners from the center line of the non-existent road to the right-of-way of the property owner.
It's pretty much what everybody wanted anyway, isn't it?
That's what we intended to do, but
Motion to approve the action to clarify the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkus, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution abandoning the Rollinsboro plat. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And just for informational purposes, no discussion or voting today. I will probably do Rosewood in the next meeting because to correct that resolution. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve the resolution authorizing signatories for the Texas Community Development Block Grant, contract number 721-8036. This is the Union Grove Water Supply Corporation.
I'll move to approve resolution authorizing signature for TX CBBG, contract number 721-8036.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution stated in number 7. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve the resolution adopting and/or reaffirming policies and procedures for civil rights, equal opportunity, limited English proficiency plan, and fair housing as required by the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program and authorizing publication of required notices.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, second by Commissioner Spencer to take those actions. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9, discuss and take action proclaiming December as Fair Housing Month and authorizing the publication of a Fair Housing Public Service Announcement. This is also has to do with that Community Development Block Grant.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Gross to approve that item. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10, discuss and take action to approve the recommendation of the Selection Review Committee to award by resolution a contract for engineering services for the county's 2019-2020 Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Community Development Block Grant application on behalf of Union Grove Water Supply Corporation and possible award contract.
Motion to approve that recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkus, second by Commissioner Gross to take that action. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Who did they recommend giving it to?
Hayes.
Hayes over at Lobby?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Melinda?
I'll be